This is your WAUK Daily News Roundup for the Shaw, 101.1 FM and 540 AM in Waukesha.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Rent is going up faster in Wisconsin than most of the rest of the country, according to Channel 9 TV in Wausau. Their reporting shows rent in Wisconsin went up 8% in January of last year to January of this year, making Wisconsin one of the top 10 states in the country for rent increases in that time. School in one northern Wisconsin district will be closed for the next 2 weeks after a potential carbon monoxide leak made 39 people sick last week. Machinery will be inspected and the building is being cleaned. The plan is for classes to resume on April 2nd. Community health centers are getting a $4.4 billion boost in funding as part of the latest deal to avoid a partial government shutdown. Roughly one in every 11 Americans gets their health care from community health centers.
They provide primary care, behavioral health, dental, just an array of services, often in newer communities to reach underserved patients across the nation, especially in rural areas.
Joe Dunn is with the National Association of Community Health Centers. Senator Ron Johnson says he hopes the Senate will take their time studying the House TikTok bill before calling for a floor vote.
What I've looked so far, there's very legitimate concerns on both sides of the issue. So I'm hoping we don't just rush into this, take a vote. I hope we actually do deliberate on this and take a look at this thing both from both sides.
The bill would take TikTok off U.S. app stores unless its Chinese owners sell to an American buyer. A software engineer hired by Donald Trump to find voter fraud in Wisconsin and other states is out with a new book. Ken Block tells WISN-TV's Up Front he instead ended up debunking 20 different claims of voter fraud.
I found across all of the swing states, a total of less than 300 fraudulent votes across all of them, not nearly enough to have impacted one of the swing states, let alone all of them.
Block's book is called Disproven. Two Wisconsin eighth graders are the winners of the 75th Badger State Spelling Bee. Aiden Wajiakulazaria from Madison and Nethra Muthupandiyajara of Franklin will represent Wisconsin at the Scripps National Spelling Bee at the end of May. More than half of all workers in Wisconsin plan to watch the NCAA basketball tournaments at work. 55% of those who responded to a survey say they plan to watch on the job. The national average is 51%. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. The Golda Meir Library on the UW-Milwaukee campus was victim to vandalism over the weekend. At least two people are believed to have thrown an object through a window and spray-painted the building with the words Free Palestine. The incident, which happened late Saturday, remains under investigation by the university. Previously, pro-Palestinian demonstrators had raised issues regarding the library, even staging a protest last month demanding a name change. Limited funding, hiring challenges, and inflation are some of the reasons for the closure of Waukesha County's Huber facility. The sheriff says instead of the facility, they'll use electronic monitoring devices for inmates assigned to the Huber program. That will allow for GPS and alcohol monitoring. It's said that the change will free up staff within the main jail and reduce the need for overtime. Mental illness was mentioned in a press conference, but we still don't know much about the situation where a Waukesha County sheriff's deputies shot and killed a man last week. 39-year-old Matthew Blankman was shot in the town of Eagle after deputies got reports of a man shooting a gun. One of the deputies felt his life was in imminent danger and shot the man. The department doesn't have body cameras. The Walworth County Sheriff's Office is leading the investigation into the shooting. The timely release of body camera footage was the reason for picketing in Milwaukee late last week. The Milwaukee Alliance Against Racial and Political Repression organized the effort outside the Milwaukee Police Association. The group is in support of a policy that would require the release of police body camera video within 15 days of incidents where officers caused death or serious injury. A judge's decision is expected this week. Marquette has secured the second seed in the South. The Golden Eagles fell short in the Big East Championship game this weekend, but still got a favorable ranking in the NCAA basketball tournament. Their first game will be against Western Kentucky Friday afternoon. The Badgers are also in the tournament, playing James Madison in the first round. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WAUK News.
Badgers headed to the big dance. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball. Wisconsin lost to Illinois 93-87 in the Big Ten final, but are headed to New York, where they'll face James Madison University Friday night. Greg Gard on what he knows about their next opponent.
I mean, they're 31-3. They won the Sun Belt. They beat Michigan State in overtime the first game of the year. They're really old from what I've learned so far. A lot of grad transfers. Best shooter used to be at South Dakota State, Friedel. Yeah, you're going to play. Everybody you're going to play this time of year is really good. You can just erase all those numbers.
They won't have to play until Friday night. Could they use the break?
Everybody needs it. Everybody. We play four games in 4 days. Even I need it. So, but no, it'll be good because we'll fly out there Wednesday, I'm sure. And which has always been one of my arguments with the league is that the teams that play on Sunday should not be in a Thursday bracket.
Marquette plays Friday afternoon against Western Kentucky. In the NBA, the Bucks with a win at home over the Suns. The final score 140-129. The funny thing is, Doc Rivers says that's exactly what he told the team at Saturday's practice, how much they'd have to score.
We actually talked about yesterday that there was a 140, and I'm not kidding, number out there. We just said, guys, we got to have the mindset that we can score 140 points.
Giannis sat out with a sore hamstring. Bobby Portis came off the bench scoring 31 points, saying it was time to silence his critics.
Try to block out all the naysayers. They be talking crazy about me all year long, trade them, all type of stuff. So I can get in my own zone now.
That's the Bucks' Bobby Portis. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The sound of running water might not sound lyrical, but it was inspirational, according to Paul Simon. A new documentary reveals Simon got the idea for the 1964 Simon and Garfunkel hit The Sound of Silence when he heard water making an echo sound when it hit a tile in the bathroom of his family home when Simon was a young child. Simon played the song for Bob Dylan's producer, but felt it was lacking something and asked if he could bring his friend Artie in to sing with him. Thus, Simon and Garfunkel were born. In Restless Dreams, the music of Paul Simon premiered last night on MGM Plus and continues till March 24th. One of Pete's picks includes The Gentleman on Netflix. This Guy Ritchie-created show mixes a deadbeat brother, some deception, lots of weed, and a small dose of incredible suspense. The show is well-paced and well-written, and at least after watching the pilot, it's got my interest. What is it about Chevy Chase that makes people want to punch him? The 80-year-old actor famously exchanged blows with Bill Murray years ago on the set of Saturday Night Live, and now it's come out that Joel McHale and Chase got into a physical altercation in which Chase's shoulder was dislocated on the set of Community. McHale described the incident on Michael Rosenbaum's Inside of You podcast. The Christmas Vacation star was let go from the show in 2013 after allegedly using racist language towards a co-star and a heated confrontation with creator Dan Harmon. Who doesn't love a Hollywood fight? Oprah says she will no longer be part of the board at Weight Watchers. Variety reports that during an appearance on Jimmy Kimmel Live, the talk show mogul told the host she made the decision so she can be free to talk about whatever she wants when it comes to issues involving weight loss. It might have something to do with the fact that her upcoming program titled An Oprah Special, Shame, Blame, and the Weight Loss Revolution airs March 18th. There is just something about the movie-going experience that you can't get at home, like seeing a drunk dude exposing himself in the chair next to you. Police in suburban Detroit arrested a man after his live show upstaged the movie on the big screen. The Kristen Stewart film Love Lies Bleeding apparently was just enough to get the man's motor running to the point where he could no longer resist himself. The film has lesbians, action, romance, and bodybuilding, topics that would make any moviegoer need a cold shower. Man, if I had a nickel for every time I confused the movie theater with my own living room. Thank you, good night. The Jon Bon Jovi story reveals why Jon Bon Jovi is no longer in contact with former bandmate Richie Sambora. Bon Jovi says they haven't talked since Sambora left during the middle of a tour in 2013. He added that even if there will never be a reunion, there will always be love. They will always be connected due to the fact that they both still have 80s hair. It's time to switch that up, guys. A body wave, a perm, do something. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, every night between 7 and 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly cloudy here for most of the morning with gradual clearing as we head through the afternoon, and still a little chilly today. High of 37, the wind northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 31. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, breezy, 52 on Wednesday. Sunny, windy with a high of 36. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 21.
That's your WAUK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WAUKradio.com.